What is up, guys? Welcome to my first podcast. This podcast is going to be called The Bedit Show. My name is Chris Barrett, but my nickname is C. Bedit, so just calling it The Bedit Show. And I'm going to be talking about the NBA Finals, which starts today on Thursday, and also the Stanley Cup Finals, which is tied 1-1, and the Blues just took Game 2 last night in overtime. They won 3-2. And now that series is going over to St. Louis. They split the two games in Boston. And that's basically it for today. So let's get into it. I'll start with the NBA Finals. Obviously, it's the Warriors versus the Raptors. Game 1 is in Toronto tonight. And I'm pretty sure the Warriors are favored really heavily to win the finals. But I actually think the Raptors have a really good shot. And I really hope the Raptors win, because I don't want the Warriors to win for the fourth time, I think, in 5 years now. And Kevin Durant is not playing game one. I don't know if we'll see him in the series. But DeMarcus Cousins is actually active today. He probably won't start. And he'll probably only play around 20 to 25 minutes. But other than that, the Raptors, I'm pretty sure they're 100% healthy. I'm really hoping Kawhi Leonard goes off today, has a really good game. And obviously Drake is a huge fan. And so the Raptors are kind of like sponsored with Drake's brand. That's called OVO. That's his brand. And they're wearing these warm-up jerseys, actually, that are pretty cool. They have like all the Raptors logos in the past on the back, or it might be the front, I'm not sure. I didn't really get a good view of the warm-up shirts, but they have all the Raptors past logos and their current logo, and then they also have the OVO jersey, so that's going to be pretty cool. And I'm just hoping that the Raptors come out on top. I'm hoping they win like 6 or 7 games, because they're obviously not going to win 5 games. And I just hope it's a really good series, even if the Raptors don't win. And then moving on to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Bruins, obviously I live in Boston, and the Bruins are obviously my favorite hockey team. And they won Game 1 really easily, and everyone was expecting the Bruins to blow them out. I had people expecting them to win like 5-1 on like talk sports shows and stuff. And that obviously did not happen. They went out on a 1-0 early lead. Then the Blues tied it up. And then the Bruins scored again, going up 2-1. Then only a couple minutes after that, the Blues scored to tie it up at 2. And at the end of the first quarter, it ended up being 2-2. And then for the second and third quarters, no one scored. So basically, it was just a pretty boring game after the first quarter. It was really exciting and entertaining the first quarter. And each team scored 2 goals, and then just was pretty boring the second and third quarter, except with like 20 seconds left, I think. The Blues were so close to scoring. They hit like the post or something. You could hear the ding from the television set, and that was pretty crazy. But then went into overtime, and actually didn't see overtime because I went to bed. But, you know, that sucks. But I woke up in the morning, looked at the score, and I was like, wow, how did they lose? And they lost 3-2. The Blues took it home in overtime. Now it's going to Game 3 in St. Louis. I think they play on Saturday. I'm not sure what time, but that would be a good game. And if the Bruins lose, that would be pretty bad. And I'll be pissed, because the Bruins should win the series in 4 or 5 games. Alright, guys. Other than that, thanks for tuning in to my podcast. This is my first podcast of many. I'm really excited about this podcast. Please share this with your friends. Share it. Like it. And thanks for listening. Peace. Oh, and sorry, I kind of have a stuffy nose and a dry mouth, but thanks for listening. Peace.